You see, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Dennis McNally, DennisMcNally. Date of birth, January 19, 1953. Date of appointment, August 23, 2023. Requesting physician, Jose David, JOSEDAVID. Dear Dr. David, I have the pleasure of seeing Dennis McNally today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 70-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who had a stroke on June 27, 2023. He fell in his home. He called the daughter. His speech was slurred. Right side was weak, both upper and lower extremities. He was having minimal right facial droop period. Vision was off little bit. There was no headache. He went to the Saratoga Hospital, Saratoga. Then he went to the Sunnyview Hospital. And now he is living with his daughter. He is getting occupational therapy and speech therapy, physical therapy done. He still has a speech problem. Right side is weak, unstable in walking, having balance issue. He has a old both knee problems. Problem with the shoulder also. He has a history of motor vehicle accident many years ago, fractured T5 to T9 vertebra. Memory is not good, having numbness in both feet and trouble walking, having incontinence issues seen by urologist. Past medical history. Diabetes mellitus, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history none, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, amlodipine, aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, cholecalciferol, dapagliflozin, hydralazine, insulin, glargine, metformin, metoprolol, rivaroxaban, 20 mg in parenthesis, Xarelto, Trandolapril, TRANDOLAPRIL. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is a retired diesel mechanic. He is divorced, lives alone, nowadays living with the daughter, have three children, family history, mother deceased with Alzheimer disease, father deceased with Alzheimer, cancer of the lung and prostate, one sister alive and healthy, one brother died in infancy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, poor control of the bladder. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft. bowel sound present. Next example, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no. Please rewrite again speech. Mild dysphagia present. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing, he has a left ear deaf. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is right pronator drift present, no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination strength, left sided 545, right sided 4.545. Deep tendon reflexes, upper extremity 2/4, lower extremity 1/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait hemiparetic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 70-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, left-sided stroke with right-sided weakness. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, memory problem. Number 5, joint pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily, and Xarelto 20 mg daily. I would like to continue the speech therapy and occupational therapy. I advise the patient to use walker or cane. Neurologically, patient is stable. Good control of diabetes and good control of blood pressure is important to prevent the further stroke and TIA. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.